The Lord be with you.
With you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everybody to our service of wholeness and healing this morning. We also want to welcome those who are joining us online. We're always conscious, particularly at this service, of those who appreciate the opportunity to pray for wholeness and healing. So maybe there are some who are watching us this morning who are not so well, maybe at home or in hospital or in nursing homes. And we just want you to know that you are with us in spirit and our thoughts are with you today and our prayers will be with you. I wanted to mention just a few announcements for the week that is to come. Many people will be aware it's half-term week. So some things are not happening, which normally happen. Other things are happening. So there's no toddlers tomorrow and there's no BB tomorrow or no anchor boys on Tuesday. Crafters are meeting on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, our service of Holy Communion is here at 10:30 with prayers for those who are sick. The Pilates group are meeting on Wednesday evening at 7. And on Thursday evening, our parish prayer meeting is meeting a little bit earlier than it normally does over Zoom at about 6:45 at 6:45. And the Mothers Union are hosting a special evening at 7:30 on Thursday evening here in the church hall. On Sunday, next Sunday, our services are Holy Communion at 9:00. The Connect service is at 11:00. And next Sunday evening here in the lower hall, a special service of thanksgiving and remembrance for those who have died in the previous year. That'll be here in the lower hall. Also to mention that this evening's service of evening prayer is here in the lower hall rather than the upper hall, because there's no toddlers tomorrow and no need to set up. So the evening service will be here in this lower hall this evening. Also to mention that the church magazines are available in the porch. If you're one of our magazine distributors, please do take away your magazines with you. And thank you to those who do that task every month. And also to remind people that today is the last day for the Samaritan's Purse shoeboxes. And thank you to those who've responded so generously to that appeal. If there are still a few late boxes to come in, and sometimes that happens, there is a few days grace. And if you need help with getting your box here, maybe just speak with Mark or Charmaine at the end of the service. We're going to begin our worship as we sing together our opening hymn. You'll find all the words on the screen, or if you prefer to use a church hymn book, it's hymn 330, as we sing, God is here, as we his people.
Thank you.
service this morning is the service of wholeness and healing, and it's a service that begins in the prayer book on page 458, and all the responses will be on the screen. In the name of Christ, we welcome you. We have been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. Grace and peace be with you.
And also with you.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he lives in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name.
Make known his deeds among the peoples.
Sing to God, sing praises to his name.
And speak of all his marvelous works.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty,
who was and is to come.
And our special collect prayer for today's service. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, help us to hear them, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that through patience and the comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and forever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you anointed your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and with power to bring to us the blessings of your kingdom. Anoint your church with the same Holy Spirit, that we who share in his suffering and victory may bear witness to the gospel of salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
And if you'd like to be seated now for our Bible reading.
Our Bible reading today is found in the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, and beginning at verse 1. Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab to the top of Pisgah, across from Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land, from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms, as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when I said, 'I will give it to your descendants.' I have let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it." And Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in Moab, as the Lord had said. He buried him in Moab in the valley opposite Beth Peor, but to this day no one knows where his grave is. Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. The Israelites grieved for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days until the time of weeping and mourning was over. Now Joshua, son of Nun, was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. So the Israelites listened to him and did what the Lord had commanded him. Since then, no prophet has risen in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, who did all those miraculous signs and wonders the Lord sent him to do in Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his officials and to the whole land. For no one has ever shown the mighty power or performed the awesome deeds that Moses did in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Sunday school, and we want morning as they go out. And we're going to stand together to sing hymn 378. Almighty God, your word is past.
Heavenly Father, would you nurture and grow within us a faith that has deep roots, a faith like Moses had. Amen. Please take your seats. Excuse me. A while ago, I was having a conversation with a marvelous and very keen gardener. This gardener has the gift of green fingers, and their back garden is a most beautiful spot. One day, this gardener found a small plant in their back garden near the fence, not far away from the birds usually feed, where the birds usually feed. And this plant, well, they looked at it and said, well, I didn't plant that one, but it looks nice. Maybe it's crept over from the neighbor's garden. I'm going to dig around it. I'm going to nurture it, and I'm going to see what comes of it. So it was small and lush, beautiful leaves. It was tended, dug around, given space, and it grew nicely to around 2 feet in height. The gardener still didn't know what it was. One afternoon, our green-fingered friend was sitting reading the newspaper. One of the headlines was about a woman who had been reported to the police and had gone to court for growing cannabis in her back garden. Apparently, cannabis seeds can be in the mix in bird seed packets. And one seed had fallen into this poor woman's back garden, and it had grown, and a neighbor had reported this poor woman. Included in this newspaper article was a photograph of this beautiful plant. Looking at this photograph, my gardener friend realized that they too had been unknowingly nurturing a cannabis plant. It too was near a bird feeder. Within moments, that plant was dug up, destroyed, and bagged. The evidence is gone. Now, I've had a wee Google around to see I researched this a little bit, and it seems that cannabis is actually quite a hard thing to grow successfully. So this is a testament to how good a gardener my friend actually is. What I found interesting also is the fact that these seeds are not uncommonly found in bird feed packs that we buy in places like Homebase or B&Q. But it does explain one thing, though. It explains why birds often get so... Hi, yes, thank you. You're welcome. As a part of my role and Jonathan, our rector's role here in St. Finian's, we get opportunities to have other conversations, in fairness, with all sorts of different people. And one of the things that we note in these conversations is that your faith, the faith of so many of you, is so deeply rooted, so carefully nourished, dug around and tended with deep, deep roots. A little more legal than cannabis, but in truth, harder to grow sometimes. This faith is rooted in your own souls, but it has tendrils that go right back, all the way back to Moses and beyond. In our reading today, Moses finds out how tough life can really be. He finds himself sitting up on a mountaintop and overlooking the land that had been promised to his ancestors, a land that his descendants and the descendants of the Israelites would inhabit, but he himself wouldn't set foot in. Moses himself was someone of great faith. His obituary in Deuteronomy reads as follows: "Never since has there arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He was unequaled for all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all his servants and the entire land, and for all the mighty deeds and all the terrifying displays of power that Moses displayed in the sight of all Israel." Moses was an absolute giant when it came to faith. God knew him face to face, but boy, he had a tough life. His life was at risk from birth. He was separated from his family. He was separated from his people. He went into exile. And when at last he was reconciled to his people and being used by God, he led them out of slavery. He then spent a lifetime in the wilderness being treated thanklessly by those people that he was leading. And even when Moses was told by God that he wouldn't be allowed into the promised land himself, he never lost faith. He asked, in fairness, in Deuteronomy 3, we read, he said, "God, would you change your mind?" And God said, "Let's leave the matter there." And it brings to mind Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane. "Would you take this from me?" And God knew what had to happen next. Life is hard, and sometimes it's all the more so when things don't make full sense. But Moses continued to dig around and to nurture his faith. As the rector and I meet and speak with so many of you in St. Finian's, we see that same faith, that same rooted faith that you nurture and you care for, and it is humbling to see. So many times we hear you say things like, "All I ask is that God helps me deal with things as they are." Somebody put it to me the other day in this way. They said, "I don't ask for the cup to be taken away from me. I just ask for strength." Now, there is a time and a place for struggle. I would err on that side naturally. There's a time and a place for lament. There's a time and a place for action. A time and a place for anger. Again, that's my natural, not saying I'm an angry person, but I'm not a person to sit down and let it happen. But there's a wisdom in this congregation that I can learn from, because there's a time and a place for acceptance. St. Paul wanted to be relieved from suffering of some kind of ill. We don't really know what it is. We're not told. I think to go looking around to see if we can find what the ill was would be a distraction. But he said to God, "Would you take this from me?" And the response that he got from God was, "My faith, my grace is sufficient." This brought Paul, in a strange way, a great wholeness. His wholeness did not look like he originally wanted it to look, but he rejoiced again and again in the wholeness given to him by God through the presence and the persistent love of God. Jesus' own mother, Mary, had her soul pierced through life events, and there was a time when even she had doubts as to what her son was doing. But she clung to him. She clung to him to the end and beyond, to the new beginning. Jonathan and I witness this faith in so many of you, and you are a witness to us. I have learned so much from you. It's not that you exercise bravado or a forced stoicism. It's just that you have a quiet, deeply rooted faith, a deeply nurtured faith that you grow and you grow. And you know in truth that it is God growing it, but you are open to it, like that good soil in Jesus' parable. This faith is daily nurtured through simple prayers and a knowledge of God's loving presence. So many of you, of whom I speak just now, are not even in this room. You're watching online, maybe at home, sometimes even from a hospital bed, because you can no longer attend and join with us here in this place for a million reasons. And this talk in this service of wholeness and healing is not really a sermon, is it? It's more of a dedication. It's more of a dedication to all of you who day in and day out rest on the knowledge that God's grace is sufficient. It's enough. It's more than enough in a way that's so hard to explain. It just is. And this talk this morning is a thank you. It's a thank you for your witness and for your example to the rest of us who maybe like me take so much for granted, and maybe like me, some of us who are indignant at the slightest ill. In a way that is hard to quantify, hard to measure, your faith sustains you, but it also strengthens us, if we allow it to. Your nurtured faith is a witness to, and it's part of the growth and deepening of our faith as a congregation. And we thank God for you. We don't thank God for your hardships. We're not into the business of glorifying suffering in some dismal way, but we thank God for you and your character and your witness. So this morning we read from the book of Deuteronomy and the book right next to it, one of those five Moses books, is a book called Numbers, and it contains the most beautiful blessing that can be found anywhere. And let's close by saying this blessing. I will say it, and if you know it and you want to voice it, you do. And we'll say it for those people who maybe aren't here this morning, or maybe those people who are here this morning, but for whom life is hard, but they nurture and nurture and nurture and grow that faith. This is what the blessing says. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. You are a beautiful lot. Let's pray. Our prayers this morning have responses and can be found on the screen. God the Father, your will for all people is health and salvation. We praise and bless you, Lord. God the Son, you came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. We praise and bless you, Lord. God the Holy Spirit, you make our bodies the temple of your presence. We praise and bless you, Lord. Holy Trinity, one God, in you we live and move and have our being. We praise and bless you, Lord. Lord, grant your healing grace to all who are sick, injured, or disabled, that they may be made whole. Hear us, Lord of life. Grant to all who are lonely, anxious, or depressed a knowledge of your will and an awareness of your presence. Hear us, Lord of life. Grant to all who minister to those who are suffering wisdom and skill, sympathy and patience. Hear us, Lord of life. Mend broken relationships and restore to those in distress soundness of mind and serenity of spirit. Hear us, Lord of life. Sustain and support those who seek your guidance and lift up all who are brought low by the trials of this life. Hear us, Lord of life. Grant peace and a holy death to those who are dying, and uphold by the grace and consolation of your Holy Spirit those who are bereaved. Hear us, Lord of life. Restore to wholeness whatever is broken by human sin, in our lives, in our nation, and in the world. Hear us, Lord of life. You are the Lord. You perform mighty wonders. You have declared the power among the peoples. With you, Lord, is the well of life, and in your light do we see light. Hear us, Lord of life. Heal us and make us whole. Let us be silent before God. O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The gospel calls us to turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. As we offer ourselves to him in penitence and faith, we renew our confidence and trust in his mercy. Cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. In returning and rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be your strength. You raise the dead to life in the spirit. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. You bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy. God, the Father of mercies, has reconciled the world to himself through the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, not holding our sins against us, but sending his Holy Spirit to shed abroad his love among us by the ministry of reconciliation entrusted by Christ to his church. Receive his pardon and peace to stand before him in his strength alone this day and forevermore. Amen. Amen. We will continue now in our shared worship as we stand and sing together hymn number 653, Lead Kindly Light.
center of all healing. We're going to sing about that theme in our next hymn together as we sing hymn 513, O Christ the Healer. The Almighty Lord, who is a strong tower for all who put their trust in him, whom all things in heaven, on earth, and under the earth obey, be now and evermore your defense. May you believe and trust that the only name under heaven given for health and salvation is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so in confidence, let us pray to the Father for the coming of the kingdom among us as we pray as he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness,"
has caused light to shine out of darkness,
to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God,
revealed in the face of Jesus Christ.
We have this treasure in earthen vessels,
to show that the power belongs to God.
And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God,
and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you this day and forevermore.
Amen.
Thank you to everybody for sharing in our worship with us today. And just a little reminder that at the end of our service, if anybody does want prayer for any particular issue, there will be somebody in the sexton's room over to my right who'd be glad to pray with you. And as our service draws to a close this morning, we're going to sing our closing hymn together, the hymn 712, Tell Out My Soul.